Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crockers when we need them.
All right, here we go. Hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. You know, there's nothing quite like reimagining a platform. It was great and making it better. And that's part of what 1911 University is all about. And joining me once again for 1911 University is Joe Chambers. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I am good to go. When I was picking the thumbnail for this for later on today when I post this as a podcast, I got this one picture of you and Steven Seagal together. And, I mean, you... Now, I know how old you are, but apparently you've known, because the picture of you and Seagal together, he looks just a little bit out of his heyday when he was making movies in that picture. And, I mean, he doesn't look like that now. So you've obviously known him for a few minutes, huh?
Yeah, since 2011, about 10 years.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yep.
So, what is new in the wonderful world of 1911s?
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot outside. Today and tomorrow are going to be hot. Like, stay in the shop and work hot. Like, don't go outside unless you have to hot.
So I decided to do a little homework for this particular 1911 University. I watched somebody else that purports to be somebody. And they were talking about something that I've never heard of, which is called hard fit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hard fit.
Now, is hard fit, one, is it something that, because I don't think my Chambers gun is hard fit based upon the way he was describing it. Plus, when he was telling me what hard fit meant, he told me that would smooth itself out, you know, when the video I was watching. He wasn't talking to me directly, but he said that this would smooth itself out in a few magazines. So I'm like, how big are these magazines you're shooting? I mean, if you got that kind of a hitch in the slide when you're running the slide, what are we doing here? I mean, tell me about hard fit.
Yeah, so hard fit is a old build philosophy that encompasses making sure that the barrel legs to the slide stop lockup is hard. So, you know, let's say, for example, you know, you have a 200,000 diameter slide stop pin, and let's back up. Let's say you have a 198 slide stop pin and you want a hard fit. Well, it's pretty possible that you could put a 200,000th in there and it would be a hard fit. And then the slide won't come out of battery. I've seen hard fit guns from certain manufacturers where you couldn't rack the slide by hand. You had to press it against a bench or a table to get it to unlock.
Wow.
And it's actually a pretty common theme among certain gunsmiths. What it is it's a way for them to guarantee accuracy out of the box, but they can't guarantee reliability, and the accuracy wanes rather quickly. Within about, my experience has been within about 2,500 rounds max, the accuracy is gone because the slide stop has been beaten into submission by the barrel. And you get flat spots on the slide stop that are fairly pronounced, and then you have no contact from that point on between the barrel and the slide stop. So, yeah, I mean, it's a popular build philosophy. It was popularized by a couple of guys back in the day. One of them was John Nallen. He was more of a hard fit guy, and the other guy, I won't mention his name because he's still in business. But it's certainly one way to do it. I don't ascribe to that build philosophy because I want my guns to be accurate for a long, long time. And, you know, anytime you have two pieces of metal that are banging together, one of them is going to give up, the softer one. And typically, that is the slide stop. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly one way to do things. I don't consider it the right way to do things.
Well, I mean, every gun that I have dealt with, Since I've been dealing with you, Staccato, Nighthawk, every gun I have dealt with has not been that way.
Right.
And now my Fat WMGC, I've had this for a minute, and I can't really tell that much of a difference now between the way the slide feels when I run it versus when I got it.
Correct.
I just haven't shot it that much because, you know, I got it. I got it after SHOT Show 2020, and it was also during the big bullet shortage. So I just haven't had enough chances to shoot it.
Right.
But I have shot it, and I have shot it maybe 500-600 times. So this. If I had been, I'm glad you don't do hard fitting. I was watching the guys, he was explaining this. Now, I didn't know that it would be so stiff. I mean, it sounds like it has no tolerance whatsoever. Do they jam up a lot in the initial days when you first get one of those? Yeah?
Yeah, like one of the more popular makers that builds hard fit guns, he will flat out tell you that you need to shoot 500 to 1,000 rounds for the gun before it loosens up. And he's not the only shop out there that's doing it like that. There's a number of shops over the years that have done it. I have a funny story about hard fit barrel. I'll tell you right quick. A client friend of mine called me. It was 2 weeks before Camp Perry. And he says, man, I got this gun from this particular custom shop. And, it's a ball gun and I'm trying to take it to Perry and get distinguished, but I can't even cycle it. And they told me that I should just sit there and hand cycle it at home until it loosens up if I don't have time to go shoot it. Can I just send it to you and have you look at it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. He goes, I'm going to be coming through on my way from Washington State to Camp Perry, and I can pick it back up. I said, perfect. So he sends me the gun. I get it in. It's hard fit. I spend about 2 or 3 hours working on it, get it all tuned up to where it functions really, really well. And he picks the gun up on his way to Camp Perry. He's a military shooter, Coast Guard, and goes to Camp Perry and shoots it and gets distinguished and makes President's 100 with it. So, you know, hard fit guns do lend themselves to being corrected fairly easily if they haven't been shot the bejesus out of them right away. But they do suffer if you pound away at them early on.
Let me get you to hang on right there, coming into the first break. For those of you that are interested in Chambers Custom, which everybody should be interested in Chambers Custom. If you want to look at getting a Fat WMG, you got to start by going to chamberscustom.com. There you can look at the different models and everything and see what's available there. And we'll have to discuss that again in the next segment, what they might find and everything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. When we're going into the break and everything, I'm saying to get involved with Chambers Custom, you got to go to chamberscustom.com. Exactly what would someone find when they go to Chambers Custom? I mean, like, can people order guns year round, or do you only offer guns up annually? How is that working right now?
Basically, the way it works right now is if you want a full custom gun, you contact me directly via email at chamberscustom@gmail.com, and then we go through the process. You know, I deal with that process directly. If a person wants a fat WMG or a regular WMG or one of our Pro Series when we bring them out, they email Heidi at heidi.chamberscustom@gmail.com and tell her what they're looking for, and then she puts them on the notification list so that when we open the books twice a year, she sends out an email to everybody that's on that list saying, hey, the books are open. If you still want to be on the list for the next 6 to 12 months, here's your opportunity. And it's a first come first serve basis where, you know, she takes it by timestamp, and we usually release 25 spots twice a year for that. And then, you know, the wait begins, but, I get guys all the time. I had 4 emails today from guys, you know, hey, I want to go ahead and get on the list for XYZ, WMGs, fat WMGs, whatever, you know, put me on the list now and I'll send you all my money right away. And I'm like, yeah, I would love to do that. But then what about the other dozens and dozens and dozens of people that are on the list that I'm trying to play fair with, you know? So I really work hard to try to make it fair and equitable for everybody and impartial for everybody so that we can service as many people as possible without overextending and overpromising and not making people mad. You know, there's always some guys that are like, oh, well, I haven't gotten on the last 2 times. Well, you didn't answer your email ever, so I can't really help you with that. But for the most part, we work really, really hard to try to, make sure people get on the list if they want to and are taken care of, you know, and that's just the most equitable way that we can possibly do it, really.
Well, I imagine that's... I've been wondering about that because... How many different models of... So, now you're back down to 100 guns a year or 120?
Oh, we'll probably... Depending on what happens in the next 4 weeks here, we'll probably still maintain at about that 120 to 150 guns a year. I'm optimistic. If not, then, you know, we'll be around that 100 guns a year. With Eric building a Pro Series run a year and 25 WMGs and fat guns and Brandon doing the same, and then me building just whatever, you know, custom orders that I have to deal with still. I think I have about 80 custom builds still in the books currently.
Well, that makes me, I've been wondering about that because I don't really actually know how many models of guns you build. I know you build WMGs, fat WMGs. Is the C a regular model now, or is it not?
Yeah, so in the fat WMGs, which is our most popular sellers, we have the R model, which is a full-size cone barrel 9mm with a full-length dust cover on the frame. We have, and all of these fat WMGs come with the optics plate on them already. They're all optics ready. And then we have the NF model, which is the more classic bushing full-size gun with the dust cover is cut down on the frame. And then we have the C model, which is the Commander, and we have the CRG, which is the Commander with the cut-down grip. So those are the 4 base models that we have on the fat side. And then on the regular WMG, the single-stack guns, you know, you can get those in 45, 9mm, 10mm, 38 Super, and you can get them as a Commander, you can get them as a full size, You can get them with a light rail or without a light rail. You can get them with a mag well. There's a whole list of options that a guy can get on the regular WMGs that we don't offer on the fat guns. And mostly the reason we don't offer a lot of that stuff on the fat WMGs is because I wanted to have I tried to design those guns with the mind of a consumer being able to go, yep, that's my gun. Maybe the guy needs to add ambies. Okay, we can do that. They don't come standard on the R, the C, or the CRG. They do come standard on the NF. But, you know, mostly it's that's the option. You know, you want ambies? Okay, cool. Here's your ambies. But that's the only option. And I designed the four models specifically with a consumer mindset of what do most people want when they call us wanting a wide body, you know, 1911 style gun. And I've never had anybody order a fat WMG and go, I really want just adjustable iron sights. If you're already in that wide body mindset, you're already generally thinking, I need a red dot.
Yep.
You know, that's where it's at. The regular WMGs, which we sell probably only one quarter, you know, we sell three or four fat WMGs for every single stack we sell. Those guns are getting more and more towards the red dots. Guys are wanting that more and more, but we still have quite a few guys that are classic. You know, they want buried adjustable rear sight and, you know, the like, which is great. It keeps the guys on their toes as far as, you know, being able to machine that stuff into the slides.
Right.
But for the most part, the fat WMGs are the biggest seller. And I think in the last batch that Heidi released back in March, she said that, like, I think over half of them were the R model, the new model that we brought out back in March. So that's kind of cool. Guys want the bigger, heavier gun for whatever reason.
Yep. Well, we're coming up on the next break. You hang on for me, please. Now, to if you want to watch what they do day to day, there's two ways to watch what Chambers Custom does day to day. You can go to their Instagram or their Facebook, which is both Chambers Custom. From there, you can look at both of the gunsmiths and Joe. I know Brandon and Eric have their own Instagrams, and Joe does all kinds of stuff all over it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden updates us on the continued drawdown efforts in Afghanistan. The president saying he will not send more Americans to Afghanistan as there is no point in staying.
I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan with no reasonable expectation of achieving a different outcome.
The president receiving some pushback from the withdrawal strategy, including from Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida.
Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and half the world's terrorist organizations that exist in the Afghan-Pakistani region still intend and have the capability to come roaring back in the wake of a Taliban takeover and still intend to attack the United States and to attack the West.
Wall Street in a selling mood to wrap up the day. The Dow fell nearly 260 points to close at 34,421. USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Elsa brought lots of rain and wind to Florida, eventually making landfall in the northeast area of the state. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the damage evaluation isn't as bad as originally thought.
In terms of any widespread damage, it came, there's some water, there's relatively modest wind, and then it moved through the state. And obviously, the further west it tracked, the less impacts that we saw here, which is something that we are obviously concerned about.
Officials are set to remove fencing around the U.S. Capitol.
Capitol Police will remove the remaining security fencing around the Capitol building starting on Friday. They say it could take 2 or 3 days to fully deconstruct, depending on the weather. Capitol Police say that the current threat environment and their department's ability to respond to those threats warrants removing the barriers. The building, however, is still closed to the public. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Joe Chambers, and I'm asking him a bunch of questions about what it takes to get a gun, just because I'm curious about this. Now, with your Pro Series of guns, how many Pro Series of guns do you have now? You have the Light Fighter, the Night Fighter, the Regulator. I don't remember what Steve's was called. What was Steve's gun called?
With the Yeti. The Ness, which Eric's going to start building later this summer, and the Knights, the KAC package. So that's six, and then we have the YC squared that I'll bring out this fall, or that late this summer, which is a single stack with Fisher. And then September 11th, I'll bring out the third press check gun called the Freedom Fighter. So, yeah, we got a lot of things in the works.
So, with like, the Night Fighter that you sent me, the first gun that I ever shot, which was, that was your personal Night Fighter, yeah?
Correct.
Now, will that gun ever be offered up for sale again? Not that particular gun, just that model.
It's very similar to the NF that we offer now. There's a few differences, but it's very similar to that gun. So... But no, I don't. We've talked about doing another run of those, but I don't know if we will, simply because, in my opinion, it kind of takes away from the uniqueness of them being just 25 of them out there.
Right, right. That's what I was asking. So they truly are. They truly are one of a kind when they come out, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's only, so Eric sold his personal Knight Fighter. So there's, and Brandon still hasn't sold his personal gun. I don't know if he will or not, but there's only, there's 26 total in circulation aside from Chuck's gun and my personal gun and Brandon's personal gun. Now the Light Fighters, we did 30 of those, but we're doing, Brandon's finishing the last batch of those now. So there's 30 of those that will be in circulation. The regulators, there's, Eric's going to sell his regulator shortly, but there's currently 25 of those in circulation. So yeah, they're a rare bird. I mean, they're truly collector's pieces. But on the same time, the guys who own them, you know, guys and gals who own them, most of them just shoot them, which is pretty awesome.
There's some people out there that think the Frady gun is a model.
Yeah, it's not.
I know.
It's a C model.
I know that, but like that, I'll be sitting here and they'll be like, "Well, how does this stack up to the Frady gun?" And I'll be like, "Well, that's not actually a model, you understand? That's just a carving and engraving beneath the ejection port,
right?
And that's just my name." And we
do offer that, you know, if somebody wants their name engraved on their own gun, we offer that. You know, we have it done. Not a lot of people opt for that just because, you know, whatever people, sometimes I think people, they're thinking, you know, down the road, maybe they'll sell it or whatever, and they don't want it to be too personalized, which I can understand that, you know.
I don't plan on doing that. The thing about mine is that I showed that to some of my relatives this past weekend on the front side. Yeah, and everybody's looking at it going, "What is this V-R-E-D-E thing?" And I'm just looking at him going, "You know, that's our name, right? You understand that, right?" That's our name there, okay? Okay?
Not everybody gets it.
Yeah, then I was going outside, and I was testing the density of my bumper on the new truck by beating my head against it after they asked me that question. Now, one thing that I've been wanting to ask, and I know that you're doing that with some of this stuff, but I mean, these guns that Chambers builds, that Chambers puts out, like that pinstripe long slide that you did for Dan Hall.
Yeah.
That would have to be considered like an heirloom gun. When you build a gun like that, when you ship it to him, do you do anything special with that, or is that just part of the lore of being part of Chambers Custom that, you know, that, you know, okay, yeah, we know it's nice, just take it and enjoy it, and, you know, no, we not do nothing special.
Yes. So Danny was over here this weekend for the 4th of July. We have a big party here every year for the 4th of July, put on a big barbecue feed, and then we do fireworks, and apparently my fireworks show is better than the local communities this year, which is pretty awesome. Couple friends were like, "Dude, we could see your fireworks from Wilbur, which is 3 miles south. They were awesome." And I was like, "Well, you should have come over, you know, I mean, it's open." But anyways, Danny was here and he brought the Lone Slide pinstriper with him. He hasn't even shot it yet. He's like, "I don't know that I want to shoot it, man." I'm like, "Why? Let's go shoot it now." And he's like, no, I just haven't made up my mind yet. So yeah, I mean, some guys, you know, treat them like a safe queen, and that's totally fine. And some guys just wear them out, you know, and that's fine too. But, no, I mean, when you get one of the one-off customs from me directly, you know, that's a pretty special thing. Cause I only get to build like 20 or 25 of those a year max.
Right.
And, it's pretty unique when I get one out the door, like the gun that we shipped out a couple of weeks ago to my buddy Norm, the Morse code gun. You know, Norm has been a client of mine since before I had Chambers Custom. And, you know, he's had a couple guns from us over the years and a couple guns from me in particular over the years. And, you know, it's a really special piece to him. And he still hasn't put it in a Kydex holster, but he has been shooting it fairly regularly, not every day, but probably every other day. He's actually getting ready for a class that he's going to take with Kyle DeFore on the 10th of July. And so he's been shooting it, getting ready for the class and getting it dialed in for him and getting used to the trigger and everything. And, you know, he'll have a couple thousand rounds through it here in the next couple months. And he'll be carrying, you know, he carries the gun daily and whatnot. So, you know, I like that clients get the guns and they use them as they were intended. But I also can respect guys who get them and just, they just want to look at them. You know, they just want to enjoy what they look like for a while.
See, I don't have that kind of willpower.
Me neither.
Just don't. I don't have that kind of willpower. I mean, I've got a couple of scratches on my slide, and I'm not interested in sending the gun back to you to get that touched up or anything, just because of that means I've been shooting it.
Right.
And I will continue to shoot it, and if it ever gets to the point to where it gets starts getting a little sloppy, you know, I'll just call you and beg and get you to let me send it back to you, and then it'll come back, and when it comes back, I'll be happy yet again. But it's going to take me a while just to get it to loosen up, just because of, I just don't think it's going to do that much. Hang on for me. We're coming into the last break. Joe has a YouTube channel and a Patreon. And for those of you that want to have, like, some instruction given of a type from a guy that, you know, he doesn't do that normally for free. That's one way to get it from the master. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I have, are there 800 Chambers guns out there?
Oh, I don't know. We're probably approaching that number somehow.
Yeah. Somehow, I'm one of the lucky ones. I actually physically have one. I have another one on the way. There is a reason that of the people that have your guns, how many return customers? What if you had to make a guesstimate at a percentage? How many return customers do you get?
Oh goodness. I mean, they're pretty expensive items, so probably I would say we have repeat business of 25 to 30% easy.
Yeah. So
maybe a bit more depending on it depends on the line, you know, the guys who get into the custom side of it, what I do, you know, the one-offs, they're more repeat customers, I think, than like the Fat WMGs. Because a lot of the people that are buying the Fat WMGs and the WMGs are buying them for, you know, to use right now. We've sold an alarming number of pistols in the past 2 years to cops, which I love. You know, we support the blue. And, you know, it's awesome. They send me pictures, you know, they don't want people necessarily to know what they're rolling, but they'll send me private PMs and pictures and stuff and, of them carrying their guns and their guns on duty. And that's always a great treat. I really love that. So yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the model, but that's probably a safe bet.
Well, the thing with that though, and I mean, the owners of the Chambers guns, like these LEOs, a lot of them use, for example, Safariland holsters.
Correct.
And through trial and error, they figured out which ones are the ones they now I think they're making one for you, but they haven't ever gotten to the point where they have made one for you, right?
No, and the one that they're making currently is actually, it's a Staccato holster. It's for the Staccato P, and it works for some of our shorter guns like the C model, the CRG, The Night Stalker, you have to modify it slightly for the Night Stalker and the Light Fighter. They're supposedly working on a full-size holster, but we haven't gotten any word about that yet, so just kind of a waiting game. I actually met with a holster maker today for lunch, a local guy that's working on just a straight-up OWB holster that would work for our WMGs and our Bat WMGs alike. So I'm excited to see what he comes up with. He brought me a prototype today to look at that was encouraging.
Is it a leather holster or a Kydex holster?
No, it's a Kydex OWB.
One thing that I'm looking for.
It's a Kydex OWB. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what you said, OWB.
Oh, okay.
You were correct the first time, sir.
Gotcha.
Now you were correct the first and the second time.
So one thing you're looking for.
One thing I'm looking for is a simple leather holster.
Yeah.
For my WMGC. Simply because Kydex holsters, when I'm walking around and I'm carrying one of these and I'm carrying outside the waistband concealed, most of the Kydex holsters that I get my hands on have such big loops on them, they move on the belt.
Right.
And, I mean, I've got the belts tightened up so much that if I turn left and my legs don't follow me, I'm going to probably cut myself in half.
Well, so, if the project that I saw today works out, I'll send you one to play with when he gets them done, and we'll see how it works. Cause it's a Kydex holster, but it has loops the way I wanted them, because that's one of the problems I've had, too, is the loops are always too big. So I've been trying to work closely with this particular gentleman on this project to get the best results. So we'll see how it comes out. I'm encouraged by what I saw today, though.
Yeah, a simple leather holster.
Now you got a Legacy holster, didn't you?
I did get a Legacy holster, yes, but that is more of a duty holster, and it works great. Okay. But that's more of a duty holster. Now, in August in South Carolina, we go to having open carry allowed.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
this one
swinging around. Be the wild, wild west.
Now, the reason they did that is in South Carolina there is no provision for open carry at all. So, right. if you'd be in a store shopping for shoes. And you reach overhead to get that pair down that is the one pair you need, and you flash your weapon,
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. I mean, it has force of law. It has force of law behind it. And
which is just ridiculous. That's almost as silly as here in Nebraska, where you can open carry with no license, but you have to have a license to conceal carry. Seriously. It's retarded.
Yeah. So when that comes along, I might use the Legacy holster, but that's more of a, and what makes it, I think, more of a duty holster is because it drops. It's got a slight drop offset, which I ordered it that way, so that it's pretty nice. It looks like it'd be pretty good. But even then, the belt loops on it are pretty big, or not the loops, but the slide. It's actually a slide. I haven't tried running around with that thing on. But it's going to be low. It's going to be like gunslinger low.
Gotcha.
And I just want a high ride leather holster. Somebody's going to make one of these for you sooner or later. I know they are.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice. I don't know what it would take. I'd probably have to loan them a gun or something so they could model it up, but it would be cool if somebody like DeSantis, who you're already working with, you know, would offer one. They'd probably sell the bejesus out of it, honestly. Something I need to look at when I get a little bit of free time here.
I'll put you together with them.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, even if I had to send them my Knife Fighter or something for a couple of weeks while they mocked it up and you know, CNC drew it up or whatever they got to do, it might be worth it.
Yeah. Well, they'll be happy to make them if they've got the. That's one of the. I mean, I've been trying to get them to do something with CZ, and if they have the CNC drawings, they'll draw. They'll make the holsters because they've got a big dealer network. They don't. There's no waiting on a holster to be made with those guys.
Right. Exactly. And that's what people want, Bill. People want to be able to get online, gunleather.com or walk into their local gun store and see that if they carry a holster for, you know, a 5-inch 1911 or a 4.5-inch 1911 with a red dot.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's a gazillion holster makers out there for iron sights. You don't need another one.
Nope.
But the red dot is where it's at. And I think, you know, if you get them online, that would be the deal. They would sell a lot of them, I guarantee you, because I hear from people all the time, you know, we sell the plates and we put the plates on a lot of Staccatos and Nighthawks and other guns. And I hear all the time from guys, man, I love this plate. I love, you know, my gun with the plate on it and the dot, but I can't find a holster.
Well, yep. Gotta get that fixed. I have run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me again, Bill. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. It's been great. Oh, yeah. 1911 University. Check them out at chamberscustom.com. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.